Jerry, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Let's get into it. Stay straight up 7 o'clock, bro. So this story, God, I've been seeing pictures and videos. It happened on Saturday, but for some reason, just all the images are starting to come out. Two people were rescued after their hot air balloon struck a cell phone tower 900 feet up in the air in East Texas. Yet another reason why I don't ever want to be in a hot air balloon. You can't steer the damn things.
How terrifying to just be going straight towards a cell phone tower at the slowest speed ever. Wow.
It reminds me of that scene in Austin Powers. Remember, Katie, where he's like, no!
Yeah.
And the steamroller's coming at him at like 1 mile an hour. And then they flash back to him. No! And then boom, you hit it. Anyway, yes. They called it a challenging operation to get those two folks down, but they got them down safely, and everything is hunky-dory now.
Thankfully.
A lot of ropes, a lot of first responders, so a shout-out to those incredible people that rescue people stranded in hot air balloons on top of cell phone towers. At what point are we going to have drones that are available to just go over, grab you,
pick them
like
up like
the claw
machine? That's exactly what I was picturing.
Zip you off to safety. It's coming. It's coming. Rumors floating around about Kristen Bell being paid $60 million for the next two Frozen movies.
Oh.
She is out and about saying it's not that much.
Oh.
But she says it's still substantial.
Well, good for her.
Being part of a very successful franchise like that, she says, I'm grateful for it, and I will continue to do it for the rest of my life if they'll have me.
Well, I love that. I love her. Like, I've been following her since Veronica Mars. Like,
same.
I love. And even
what are the odds?
She was the hostess for the Actor Awards over the weekend, and we were just looking at the dress she wore where she did the butt cleavage.
Amazing.
She was classy with it. Classy with it. But she's doing that new trend with the butt cleavage.
Well, she's got good butt cleave.
Yeah.
Good butt cleave. Yes, very successful, very talented lady. So I hope she gets every dollar that she is needed, awarded, deserved. That's the one I'm looking for.
There we go.
Jim Carrey, it was actually him at this awards ceremony. All sorts of stuff coming out this morning. People thought it was somebody else pretending, like an impersonator, to be Jim Carrey, but it was him. So
for anybody that still cares
about this, it was Jim Carrey.
It's fun. Everyone was tearing him apart, and I was just super impressed by his French. I'm like, Jim Carrey speaks
really
French? What?
It's, this story talked about that. Yeah. He was preparing for how long?
6 months, I believe, right?
Eight months. Yeah. Now this just says for months. Anyway, he was practicing for months the exact pronunciation of certain words. So says his agent.
Okay.
So anyway.
Well, he did a good job. He impressed me.
Le wow.
Yeah.
wow. This might stream down some of our streaming services. The Paramount CEO announced plans to combine HBO Max and Paramount Plus into a single streaming platform now, following the completion of Paramount's merger with Warner Brothers Discovery. It's going to secure over 200 million direct-to-consumer subscribers, positioning the company to compete with big old Netflix now.
You know what's crazy?
Solid move.
These streaming services, they change so much now. It reminds me of college football and how the teams always change conferences and divisions.
Constantly changing.
Just talking about this with somebody.
I'm never going to figure out who's with who because it's constantly changing.
I was just talking about this because I can't stop talking about college football.
Well, no, it's very similar, Jeremy.
No,
and now
I agree. I agree.
Points, okay, good.
Points and stats and HBO. That's what I'm all about, Katie. I feel you, dog.
Oh,
okay, so Katie, you've been watching Bridgerton. We're on season 4, right?
Yes, yep. They just released the final couple episodes. So good.
Well, they're really focusing on this word pinnacle. And
oh,
it's
yes?
heard. Like, we got to keep it PG. Keep it PG because kids are listening.
I know,
settle down, pinnacle.
I forgot.
Don't
that
have
that's
a pinnacle talking about it.
Oh, my God, yes.
So the pinnacle is used to describe arriving.
Yes.
I'm arriving.
Yes.
If you catch my drift. So anyway, pinnacle. They didn't feel like the traditional O word was fitting for a story told in the 19th century.
No, it's perfect.
So they used the word pinnacle instead of the O word, Katie Cat.
Well, and that's the thing is like Francesca, who is one
Having
of the
a
Bridgerton.
Lot of pinnacles?
She's not, actually.
Oh, okay.
She's a newlywed, and that was the whole storyline.
It's her quest.
Her quest. define her pinnacle. And there's some twists and turns with that whole story as well. But the first time they said it, it did catch me off guard a little bit. But then I welcomed it. I liked that they were calling it that. And I liked that when
I'm
going to
pinnacle.
But then you had, no, that's not what she was asking. She was asking other women.
Oh, did you reach your pinnacle?
Back then, like, nobody talked about this stuff. I mean, people barely talk about women's needs now. So, she was like searching for answers about it. So she was asking other women in the, you know, story. And so it just fascinating. But I like that.
I like the word
up. I do
I like
too.
It's classy. They did go talk too. To a historian and they say now if they were to go historically accurate, a lot of times the crisis would be the word that people would have used back then. I've got the crisis.
No.
I'm going to crisis.
I hate that.
Some other fiction
crisis.
From back in the day called it The Point. Oh, I got an email.
Look at you. Pinnacle.
The Die Away Moment. The Melting Flow.
Oh.
Well, that's
Into Which Nature. Now I think we kind of kill the mood.
I know.
Into Which Nature. Into Which Nature. I'm going to start thinking about deers and birds and raccoons and stuff. Into Which Nature.
Oh, my goodness.
Anyway, but the big word right now that everybody's kind of giggling about online is pinnacle.
I like that.
I shall pinnacle.
Oh, funny.
Funny. Sports?
Yeah, so I remember a couple months ago, we all had a fire drill happen during our show in which Katie ended up freaking out and freezing while Jeremy maintained his cool, calm composure and was able to keep the show going and on the tracks. Well, this happened yesterday to Dan Patrick, a very famous show host and podcaster.
Love EP.
Yeah, he's great, except this was no joke. This was no practice round. This was a very real fire happening in his studio.
Uh-oh. Wait a minute. Fire alarm going off here.
Hot take?
What else? Wait a minute. Oh, you know what? I think I lit some incense.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, brother. A little too strong.
I can see smoke in there.
You're patchouli?
Yes. You know what? How about we take a break here? Because I'm seeing a lot of smoke coming out of my office here. Oh, dear. We'll be back after this.
So his studio actually lit on fire during his show yesterday, and smoke was billowing out. There's a video on going all over social media right now about his studio having smoke billowing out of the windows.
Was it just the incense?
Well, the incense caught on fire in the actual studio, so it lit some wood on fire in his studio, and he was kind of taken aback. And it's funny. They actually ended up coming back later on once the fire was put out, and they blamed it on a bunch of hot takes that were happening during the show.
Funny.
Typical sports guy lingo right there.
Hilarious.
But can you imagine Jeremy having to do a show while the studio was actually on fire?
Yes, I could.
Oh.
Why not?
To say no.
Why would I say no?
It's a normal Tuesday.
Because
you don't
want
that.
I would run out. Nah, let's light this baby up and do a show.
Let's go.
Beautiful studio.
What else is going on locally?
Well, we did have a woman freak out on a Frontier flight that was heading towards Denver. So there's video of this as well, and it is crazy. We can't play any of the audio because she swears the whole dang time, dropping all kinds of naughty words. But she has caught saying, "Get the bleep out of my way." And at one point, one of the flight attendants so calmly was like, "We're getting out of your way, sweetheart." Like, it is so impressive the way these flight attendants keep their cool the
entire time. They're trained, aren't they?
They are so trained. And you actually see in the video, another passenger tried to get up and confront her and tell her to take a seat. And that woman said, "Go ahead, get in my face. You'll be arrested and I'll walk free." Like, this lady is so just going off. And she sure is. No word on why she acted this way. But as you can imagine, once the flight landed in Denver, she was met with security. So don't be freaking out on planes. It's just crazy. Denver International Airport named one of the ugliest buildings in the country. Do you see this number 5 on the list?
Who said that?
Yeah, well, apparently this list that put other buildings like government building, sports arena, and a skyscraper in New York said so. Number 5 on this list of the ugliest buildings in America. So it is from...
It looks like mountains. Why is it the ugliest?
Well, because it's all full of tents and everything.
It does look like a tent.
World.
Well, yeah.
It is. And what they did, it's the aesthetics, engineering, and money all combined. They take a look at those things, and the other buildings on the list were the Edgar J. Hoover Building,
of course.
The Newport Station. Let's see, Boston City Hall, Verizon Building in New York, Trump Tower in Las Vegas. So they just they look at the aesthetic appeal of the buildings, and again, how much money went into it, and whether it's serving its purpose or not.
I don't think you have aesthetic appeal. Thank you very much. Frankly, many people have told me. Frankly,
I'm not on this list. So
you're an ugly building. Thank you.
Okay,
one of the most ugly.
This story caught me completely by off guard because 17 bowling balls stolen from a pro's front porch in Denver. Yeah, so it is quite crazy to think that somebody came up to this person's porch and stole $4,500 worth of bowling balls, 255 pounds, but here's the guy who got his balls stolen talking about it.
At first, I thought it was a joke because I was like, who's going to haul away this many bowling balls and this much weight? And if they have a small car, they're not going to fit. With that being gone, now I'm just back to being a normal bowler, I guess.
Oh, poor Steven Gallegos.
Why do you have so many balls?
I know. Well, he's a professional bowler, and he says that the way you win tournaments is by having all those balls because each one does a specific
thing. It's
true. He actually had a tournament over the weekend in which he had to use all spares, and he came in ninth. So he said he's been year after year, he's been building this collection of bowling balls, and he was like, I'm not going to underestimate thief's ability to steal things anymore. He's like, this was just
that's
me
heavy.
Being lazy on my part. But yeah, 17.
Just look for a Honda Civic that's like riding low and way down.
Well, and that's the thing is Denver police even said like, yeah, we're going to look for it. But the case is in its queue and is going to be assigned an investigator soon. So they're not even on this case yet. So the caper of the missing bowling balls, eh?
Isn't that one of the greatest sounds ever?
It really is. I mean.
It really...
Like you reach your pinnacle.
That's a pinnacle moment right there. It really is.
That's
one of the most pleasing sounds ever. Dang it.
Crash.
I love it. All right, there you go, guys.
Mile High Hype.
We're going to play Fast Five coming up in about, a little more than 15 minutes, right around 7:30. Be ready to call in and have some fun at 303-691-1649. Some Colorado Avalanche tickets up for grabs today.